passed away from ovarian cancer in end of February, 1st of March. So just remember that family, but their music is so amazing. Their music touches souls. But their music has been around for a few years. But their testimony is what is so great. It is well with my soul. This morning our scripture is from the book of Acts, the 9th chapter, beginning in verse 36 and going through verse 43. It's when Peter went to Lydda and Joppa. Now in Joppa there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is called Dorcas. She was devoted to the good works and acts of charity. And at that time she became ill and died. And when they had washed her, they laid her in rooms upstairs. And since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with a request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and he went with them, and when he arrived, they took him to the upper room. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Now Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and he prayed. He turned to the body and he said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and he helped her up. Then calling the saints and the widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, the tanner. This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh, great and mighty God, we do thank you for your word this day. We thank you that you've allowed us this time to come and share. We ask now, Lord, that you allow the words that have been spoken, the words that have been sung, and the words yet to hear this day be pleasing in your sight. Hold us close, Lord, for it's in your name we pray. Amen.